The Dire Multiverse Audio Drama, Season 1, Episode 3. Brought to you by Games Omniverse and Wiley Writers. We are an affiliate of Audible.com, a great place to get more infusions of audio storytelling. To get your first audiobook for free and a 30-day free trial, use the link audible.com/dire when you visit. Audiobooks are great for multitasking, while driving, doing chores, or quieting the mind before bed. Give one a listen. audible.com/dire. The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance. Previously in the Dire Multiverse, Omega and her friends didn't just find an important clue about the mysterious Pacific Northwest armadillo. They also found another corpse, and a second armadillo. They called Deputy Maggie Mori and are now standing safely outside the art gallery, awaiting her arrival. Suspend your disbelief.
What's going on?
Deputy, there's another one. It's already killed someone.
Take it easy. Where is it?
In there, inside the gallery.
And the victim?
In the back room, mostly.
Okay. Anyone else in there?
We got the hell out. The owner took off, too. I don't know if anyone else was in there.
Right. Listen to me. You all need to go home now. I'll call you tomorrow to get your statements. I'm sure you remember how dangerous these things are. Don't mess around.
Yeah, no shit.
What's going on?
You're here. Good. Wild animal attack in the gallery. It's still inside. These women say it's the same thing that attacked them on the mountain. If that's the case, this could get rough. Keep your eyes wide. I don't want to have to explain to the chief why I let my partner get eviscerated by an armadillo.
Damn. Let's go check it out.
Go on, ladies. I'm not joking.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, wait, guys. Where are you going?
Home? Like the deputy said?
Aren't you even a little curious?
I'm more scared than curious. Lime?
The puzzler, guzzler in me is loving this, but the parent in me is freaking the fuck out.
Wait, you're a mom?
Yeah, I have a son. I didn't tell you guys that? Shit. I guess it never came up in the PG group. He just turned 18. It was a high school pregnancy. Seemed awful at the time, but ended up being the best thing that ever happened to me.
I had no idea.
He's a good kid, and he's at that age where he thinks nothing bad will ever happen to him. He's been hanging out with this real sketchy crowd, and my mom radar is...
Excuse me. Did you see where the deputies went?
Who are you?
IBI Agent Payne. I heard there were shenanigans happening here. Who are you?
We're the ones who called it in.
The deputies went inside to look for it. There's a rabid armadillo on the loose in there.
I see. Okay. Did you see this?
Armadillo.
Armadillo. Did you see it?
Not this one, but we heard it. And it killed some guy who worked here.
Okay. Don't leave. I'll want to talk with you when this is all over.
You're going in there?
I'm going in there.
Guys, that was weird.
What? That the FBI showed up?
He didn't say FBI. He said IBI.
You sure? He said it pretty fast.
IBI, definitely. Let me check the web. International Business Intelligence? No. Inner City Basketball Invitational? No. There's nothing about it online. I don't know.
Why do you care?
I got a really bad vibe off that guy. Bad like maggots in your belly bad.
Ew!
Institute for Biomedical Informatics. No. Intensive Behavior Intervention. No, but bookmarking. Intranasal...
It crawled under there!
Don't corner it. What the fuck was that?
Oh my god, they found it!
We can't see anything from here.
Hope we don't end up with some dead deputies on our hands.
Omega, where are you going?
I want to see what's going on. This place has to have windows somewhere. Maybe around the side?
Now you're talking.
Lime, don't encourage her. The deputy said to go home. What if we get shot?
You can wait here. I'll be right back. I just want to get a peek. I'll be careful.
I'm coming with you.
All these windows are covered over.
Hey, scaredy kitty. You decided to join us?
I'm not so good at being alone.
Let's see if the back door is locked.
Oh, I know you are not thinking about going in there.
No, I just want to peek in, see what's going on.
Is there anything I can say to stop you?
Nope.
Hunker down so we can see too.
All right. Stop shoving, Lime.
It's that back room. There's James.
Still dead.
Looks like the cops are all out in the gallery.
Cover the front door.
Okay.
I'm gonna circle around the back this way. Agent Payne, where are you?
Over here, behind the statue of the whale in the lazy drawers. Heard it toward me. I've dealt with these things before.
You seen these before, Agent Payne?
Oh, yes, Deputy. Sure have.
You hear that?
Hear what, kitty?
Deja vu.
Shut the door!
Wait, I want to see.
Oh, shut the door.
Anyone see where it went?
It's not over here.
What does it look like? What am I looking for anyway?
Shut the damn door, Omega.
Holy Jesus.
It's closed. We're safe. They can't get out.
Did you see it?
Not really. I saw movement.
Guys? The great shit! It's gonna get out!
Run!
Ow! Dang it!
Here's Johnny!
Ow! I can't run! I hurt my ankle!
Here! Get in the dumpster! Quick!
I can't!
Come on, kitty, I gotcha.
Come on, Lime. Come on!
Help me close the lid.
Shh. Shh. Oh my god. Shh. It knows we're in here.
It does now. Hold the lid down.
Trying. There's nothing to grab onto.
It's going to get in.
Shit! Mother fungus!
You missed?
Yeah. I missed.
Guess we better call animal control, huh, Maury?
And the coroner.
I want to have a long talk with your witnesses.
Is it safe to get out, Omega?
Shh. Wait. All right. They're gone. I don't feel like spending the rest of the night being interrogated by sketchy Agent Payne. Do you?
I just hope this is mayonnaise on my jeans.
I put my hand in cat litter. Ew.
We're in way over our heads. Time to cut our losses and go home. Take a really hot shower.
No, I've got a better idea. Let's see if we can find Grady Dyer.
Why?
He killed the last one, remember? Maybe he'll be able to do something about this one. We can't just go home and forget any of this ever happened. Right, Kitty?
I need to wash my hands.
I have wet wipes and sanitizer in the car. Come on.
You have pants too? Because these are starting to stick to me.
I might have a pair of sweats.
What about Detective Mori? If she sees us, she's gonna be mad.
They've got their hands full. We can sneak by them. Let's go.
How do you spell Dyer?
Try D-Y-E-R. Or maybe D-U-I-R-E.
Or D-I-R-E.
Vanessa or Grady Dyer? Dyer. Dyer. Here's an article on Vanessa Dyer and her sculptures. Scanning, Says she lives in an remote mansion on the southern edge of Orcas Island.
Well, that's something.
Great. Keep looking. I'll head south.
Looks like some of the puzzler guzzlers are online. I'll fill them in and see if they can help us search.
We're almost to the island's southern coastline. Start watching for a mansion.
Lime, I've been thinking. You're really strong. You practically threw me in that dumpster.
You helped.
Not very much. If it weren't for you, I'd probably have been Armadillo Chow. Thanks.
Hey, no sweat. I'd rather not have to see your insides.
So, do you work out?
Not on purpose. But you're skinny. I bet you don't weigh much more than my cello. That probably explains it.
Gee, thanks.
Medusa and Sam found something.
Awesome. Put them on speaker.
Hey, Guzzlers. Putting you on speaker.
Medusa here. Hi, guys. It's Samage.
Samage! You doing okay?
Better now. Just took me some time to get my head around what happened, you know?
Virtual fist bump, my dude. I know exactly what you mean.
So you guys found something?
Maybe. I found an old article on Grady Dyer that somebody transcribed on their blog. He talks about Doe Bay.
We're close to that. So, we know it's a mansion, that it's near Doe Bay, and that it's on the coast. What else do we know?
We know Vanessa Dyer lived here in the 1950s, right?
I'd bet on it, since she died here in 1960.
So the mansion's been around for at least that long.
Here's something. A restaurant called The Mansion. Might be worth a try. Texting the address.
Looks like the place is open. Wait here. I'll go see if anyone knows Grady Dyer.
There's not much online about Vanessa Dyer. I checked the library today, though, and she does have a few books written about her. I'll go check those out tomorrow. I got an account at Ancestors.com. I'll see if I can find any census data for the island.
Way to kill it, guys.
It's what we do. Besides, I think I'd much rather investigate this from afar.
You are wise beyond your years, Samage. I thought we were gonna get our asses handed to us tonight. You're safer at home.
Stress line.
Gesundheit.
No, stress line are a type of fairy. They're the reason you're safe at home. But you have to take good care of them.
And how exactly do you take care of fairies, Medusa?
You appreciate them. You feed them sweets and milk. And you believe.
Like Tinkerbell.
I believe.
Seriously. There's truth in all those old stories. So many cultures have fairies in their mythologies.
Corroborating evidence, huh?
Exactly.
That reminds me. I need to get milk on the way home.
That reminds me, I need to pee. I'm gonna go see if they have a public restroom. I'll be right back.
Guys, this is Charlotte. She's the manager here. Can you describe Grady Dyer to her?
I don't think I know the man.
He's old, like in his 50s. Scruffy, but not in a homeless sort of way, more in an REI mountaineer sort of way.
He's got gray hair and a beard.
Wait, Mad Dad Eyes, right? Like he knows what you did and you are so busted.
Yeah, you know him?
He comes in occasionally. Not often. I never got his name. Always pays in cash, you know? Good tipper, but not much of a talker.
You know where he lives?
No. Why would I know that? Look, I gotta get back inside. Drive safe.
Yeah, thanks.
Cash? Who the hell carries cash?
An old guy who doesn't want anyone to know who he is or where he lives.
Hey guys, I need a jump off. As much fun as this is, I have to get to bed. I was up all night last night working on this furry love commission I got.
Medusa, I thought you said you didn't want to take any more portrait commission.
Money is a seductive mistress. Good night and good luck.
I'm going to sign off too. Night, guys.
Good night, you two. We'll let you know what we find.
So, what now?
Looks like our only hope is to drive around and try to spot it. There aren't too many roads that go to the shore.
Lime? What's your son's name?
Blake when he's being good. That little asshole when he isn't.
You said you're worried he's hanging with sketchy friends?
Not yet. But okay, so my ex, Blake's dad, is kind of a dealer. That's kind of why he's my ex.
What?
Yeah, so they've been spending a lot of time together lately. My ex says it's because he wants to get to know Blake better.
You don't think he'd recruit his own kid into his crew, do you?
The family business? Yep. I want Blake to go to college, but I don't have that kind of money. I'm trying to get his dad to pay for it. Problem is, his dad doesn't believe in higher education. Not surprising from a jackass who uses the word bank instead of money.
What does Blake want?
If he had his druthers, he'd be an internet influencer or a video game designer. Neither of which requires a college degree.
Those are both good careers, but you have to be self-taught and work really hard.
Yeah, I love the kid, but he's kind of allergic to studying and hard work. He was held back a year. His teacher said he doesn't apply himself. He's finally graduating this spring, thank God.
What's he gonna do after that?
Who knows? If my ex convinces him selling drugs is an easy road to big money, well, I don't know. He won't just take the exit and end up in prison or worse.
If there's anything we can do to help, say so. I have acquaintances who can give your ex a good talking to, if you know what I mean.
Thanks, but I can't let you beat up my ex. It'd probably start a gang war. I think Kitty fell asleep.
I'm awake, just resting my eyes. How much longer are we gonna do this, Om? We've been driving around for hours.
Better keep an eye on your tank. The only gas stations are back in Pleasance. I really don't want to run out of gas out here.
I'm getting hungry.
Just a little more, guys. I promise. Then we'll stop. There's one more road out here I want to try.
One more.
Food sounds really good.
Just one more. If we don't find it, we'll go eat. My treat. Look, is that what I think it is?
A gate. Like to a mansion.
Mansion.
Shine your light up there, at the top of the gate.
Dyer Mansion! Oh my god, this is so it!
I'll be damned. And look, the lights are on. Somebody's home.
Jesus, that's the creepiest mansion I've ever seen. All the way out here in the boonies?
It looks Victorian, sorta.
If Victorian architects were insane, wow.
Don't forget, Jessica Dyer liked to make statues of killer armadillos. Seems to me like maybe the whole family has some issues.
Gates unlocked.
I'd give anything to live in a place like this.
It's got a lot of personality, I'll give it that.
Maybe nobody's home.
All the lights are on. How rich do you have to be to leave all the lights on when you go out?
There's got to be somebody here. I'm gonna look in the window.
Paper.
What the?
Is that who I think it is?
Yeah. Professor Wittershins and Grady Dyer.
Who's the girl? Pretty hair?
I don't know her.
Your professor is waving at us.
Hi, Professor Wittershins. Good to see you again.
Hi? Can we talk?
You're trespassing.
We need to talk to you, Mr. Dyer, about the armadillo you killed.
How did you find me?
A hard way, believe me.
There's another one, loose in Pleasance.
Did you call the police?
Yeah, but...
Listen closely, ladies. There is no mystery here. I'm sure the authorities can handle this.
But...
Go back to your cozy mysteries and supernatural TV shows. There's nothing to see here.
But Mr. Dyer, we almost died tonight.
It was probably your own fault. Go home, watch a movie, make twits on the face thing, and do anything, but don't do it here.
Professor, you know me. I need to talk to you. I just...
Do I look like the kind of person who twits on a face thing? God.
Maybe we should do what he says. This doesn't feel safe.
Are you kidding me? Now I'm even more determined.
This has been Episode 3 of the Dyer Multiverse audio drama. If you enjoyed it, please consider tossing a buck or two into our hat at dyermultiverse.com. To get exclusive lore, see character profiles, join the community, and receive other perks, support us at patreon.com/dyermultiverse. What is happening at Dyer Mansion, and why is Grady Dyer so grumpy? Find out next time when Omega and her friends just can't leave well enough alone. I'm Philip Picard. Thanks for listening.